Jonas sanoi, haluaisin tietää tämän. Herralla on ihmeellisiä mahteja, ja häntä käsittelevät kertomukset tuovat varmasti onnea kaikkien planeettien eläville olennoille. Merkitys. The king said, I would like to know this. The Lord has many wonderful potencies, and the stories about him will bring certainly happiness to all the living entities in every planet. Merkitys. Srimad Bhagavatam on täynnä kertomuksia korkeimman herran eri toimista, ja se tuottaa onnea kaikille eri planeetoilla asustaville olennoille. Jos joku luulee tämän teoksen kuuluvan jollekin erityiselle lahkolle, hän erehtyy pahoin. Srimad Bhagavatam on varmastikin erittäin rakas kaikille herran antamuksellisille palvojille, mutta se tuo onnea myös eka-antamuksellisille henkilöille. Tämä johtuu siitä, että siinä selitetään myös aineellisen energian vaikutusvallan alaisuudessa harhailevien sielujen voiman vapautua vankilastaan, jos he antaumuksellisesti ja tarkkaavasti kuulevat Srimad Bhagavatamin kertomuksen oikeasta lähteestä, eli sellaista henkilöitä, joka oppilasketjun välityksellä edustaa Herraa. Herbot, Srimad Bhagavatam is full of stories about the activities of the Supreme Lord, and it will bring happiness to all the living entities living in different planets. If someone thinks this book belonging to some certain sect or cult, he will be very seriously mistaken. Srimad Bhagavatam is certainly very dear to all the devotees of the Lord, but it will bring happiness also to the persons that are non-devotional.
This is read that again.
To the persons that are non-devotional.
Read that sentence again.
Sanskrit.
Sentence.
Okay. Srimad Bhagavatam is certainly very dear to all the devotees of the Lord, but it will also bring happiness to all to the persons that are non-devotees or non-devotional. This is so because in Srimad Bhagavatam it is explained that also the souls that are wandering under the illusion of material nature can also be freed from their prison if they devotionally and very attentively hear Srimad Bhagavatam, the story of Srimad Bhagavatam from the right source. It is to say, to that kind of person who belongs to, who via parampara, via difficult succession, is representing the Supreme Lord.
Itad veditum itchami tattvam tattvavidam vara. Hare Adbhuta Virya-sya Kata Loka Sumangalam. So, King Parikshit is expressing, is there going to be translation? Yes or no?
I would translate.
Will it be will it be simultaneous or sequential?
Simultaneous.
Maharaj Parikshit is expressing his desire, Ichchami, I desire Vedantam. Please give me this knowledge. Tattvam. The absolute truth. Tattva means to know the truth. And vidam, many different types. In other words, he wants to know about the different activities, the different incarnations of the Lord. Vara, great, because everything about the Lord is great. One of his names is Urukrama. He takes the Uru means great. Urukrama, the great step. They said when Nixon said when the Americans supposedly landed on the moon, they said this is a great step for mankind, great step forward. But it is not such a great step forward compared to Krishna's step when he stepped forward as in his incarnation of Vamandev. He stepped forward and he covered, went through the whole universe and the coverings. The universe is only 4 billion miles in diameter, but the coverings, each one, each covering, there's seven coverings, so each covering is 10 times greater than the one before, and the first one is 10 times greater than the diameter of the universe. So 10 times 4 billion is 40 billion, 400 billion, 4 trillion, 40 trillion, 400 trillion, and he stepped through all that. That's a step forward. They're so called, but they're very proud of their steps, and even those steps are quite dubious and questionable whether they even stepped on the moon or was somewhere in Arizona. There's quite some doubts about that. But anyway, when the Supreme Lord does something, it is glorious. It is vara, tattavidam vara, hader, adbhuta viryasya. Adbhuta means wonderful, so wonderful, viryasya, full of great chivalry and glory. Therefore, everyone, kata lokasumangala, it's auspicious hearing these topics. Is sumangala. Mangala means auspicious, but sumangala especially auspicious for loka, all the worlds, all the planetary systems. From this verse we can also understand that there is life on all the planets. Otherwise, why would he say loka, all the planetary systems? He would just say for the people of this earth. But no, for all the planetary systems, for the people everywhere, this is auspicious. The upper planetary systems, the middle planetary systems, and lower. There are three planetary systems. And we are in the middle planetary system. The Bhumandala, Bhubhuvasva. The Bhubhuvasva refers to the there's different ways of looking at that. Sometimes it's taken to indicate the middle planetary system. Up Svargaloka is the beginning of the heavenly planets. But there are higher planets than Svarga. There's also Janaloka, Maharloka, Kapaloka, Satyaloka. The sun, it travels in the Bhurbhuva Sva, in that those areas. Sometimes Bhurloka, which is the planetary system that we belong to, that this earth belongs to, sometimes it is used to indicate that our planetary system is the upper part of the lower planetary system. So in that sense, Bhur sometimes refers to the lower planetary systems, and then Bhuva, the middle, and then Svarga, the upper. Anyway, it can also be taken as 14 planetary systems, broken down. But the fact is, they're real. They really do exist. It's not imaginary. It's not that Shukadeva Goswami was spinning some fantastic mythology, celestial speculations. No. He is giving an actual account of the situation of the universe. Although he explained that even if one lived as long as Lord Brahma, he would not be able to fully understand the universe. Still, he does explain what he's heard and what he knows. Therefore, that should be taken as it is. In other words, literally, not non-literal. Bhagavatam is not a non-literal treatise. It is a literal treatise. Vyasadeva is not simply giving something meant to be speculated upon by those who are very ambitious to use their intelligence, so-called intelligence. Shukadev Goswami is considered among the most qualified personalities. Swayambhu, Narada, Shambhu. There are 12 Mahajans. These are universal authorities. Swayambhu refers to Brahma because he took his birth not in the ordinary way. It was an extraordinary birth he took from the lotus flower of Garbhodakshaya. Swayambhu, Narada, Narad Muni, son of Brahma. Great authority. Shambhu, Lord Shiva. So Brahma, Narada, Shiva, the first three. Komara Kapilo Manu, the four Kumaras are also great authorities. They also have their sampradaya. Brahma has his sampradaya. Shiva has his sampradaya. Komara Kapilo means Lord Kapila, Devahuti Putra, son of Devahuti. And Manu, Swayambhuva Manu. He's one of the great authorities. He's written Manu Samhita, the law book for mankind. Prahlada Janaka Bhishma. Prahlad Maharaj, Janaka Maharaj, that's the father of Sita, Janaka. Prahlada Janaka Bhishma Dev. Grandfather Bhishma is also one of the great authorities. So great that Krishna wanted to glorify him that after the battle of Kurukshetra was over and Yudhisthira Maharaj was filled with remorse and anxiety and bewilderment, he could not be pacified even by Krishna himself. But when he went before Bhishma Dev, Grandfather Bhishma spoke so beautifully, so perfect Vedic knowledge that Yudhisthira was satisfied. And his lamentation was dispelled. Prahlada Janaka Bhishma. Balir Vaya Sakhi Vayam Bali Maharaj. He became a Mahajan by disregarding the instructions of Shukracharya. And Balir Vyasaki, that's Shukadev Vyasaki. He's one of the 12 Mahajans in the universe. And Vayam, the last one speaking this verse, is Yamaraj. So these 12 are considered top authorities, and one should not doubt their words and should not speculate on their words. So the Bhagavatam is to be taken as literal. When it's described that Krishna lifts Govardhan Hill, it's not that, well, it was a pebble. You know, someone said like that, Shishupal, suddenly he lifted one pebble, Govardhan Hill. So what? A stone. You see how the demons, they like to minimize Krishna. They can't imagine how he could lift a hill, a whole mountain. So they say it is fantasy, mythology. But the devotees don't accept. They don't say that it's mythology. They don't say that this is imagination. or exaggeration. They say that it's true. It's a completely accurate account. What is the difficulty for Krishna to lift one hill, Govardhan? He's keeping all the planets in orbit. They're floating like cotton swabs. How is that possible? That's by the arrangement of God. So, Krishna is God. Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram Paramam Bhavam. Purusham Shashvatam Divyam Adidevam Ajam Prabhum. He's considered God. Not only all the demigods say, Ahustvam Rishaya Sarve Devarshi Naradastata Asito Devalo Vyasa Swayam Chaiva Bravishime. Now you're also declaring this to me, Krishna. All the great sages declare you are God. You're also declaring it. And I also declare it now too. Krishna proved his divinity. And it's upheld by all the authorities. If he's God, then what is the difficulty for him to lift one mountain on one planet, very small planet, in one small universe that is not even as significant as one mustard seed and a huge bag of mustard seeds, which represent the universes. And that, the whole material cosmic manifestation, is an insignificant portion of the whole manifestation, including the spiritual world. Is it difficult for him to lift one little mountain? How big is that mountain for him? If he could kick his foot through the universe and all the coverings, just imagine how easy it would be for him to lift a hill for 7 days. 7 days of human calculation, which is, what is it, not even a split moment of Brahma's calculation. In Brahma, there's millions of Brahmas, and they all come when Krishna simply gives an indication. All the different Brahmas from all the universes come and bow their thousands of heads, making a tumultuous sound on the ground before Krishna. That person, do you think it's difficult for him to lift a little mountain? It's ridiculous. These are frog-like speculations. They say, do you know why we say frog? Does everyone know why we say frog-like? I'll tell you why. Because frogs, they often live in the well. You don't see frogs living at the seashore. Has anyone seen a frog at the seashore? Raise your hand. No, because they don't go to the seashore. Frogs don't live at the sea. They stay in their little well. 3-foot well. So there was one frog, he stayed in his well, and he attended the local university, he became a PhD. So, he was giving classes and teaching the other frogs. But one friend, frog, he went outside the well, and he went to the sea, just for a vacation. And he came back, and he said, Dr. Frog, I have seen the ocean. And Dr. Frog said, what is that ocean? He said, oh, the ocean, it's a huge body of water. It goes on as far as you can see. He said, Dr. Frog said, is it bigger than my well? Dr. Frog, don't be silly. Your well is just from here to here. Is it twice as big as my well? Oh, you can't compare it to your well. Is it 3 times as big as my well? And he began puffing up his air sac. And finally, he said, is it 4? And then he burst. He couldn't imagine the size of the universe with his little experience. He had only lived in his well. What did he know of the ocean? But he tried to speculate, and so he destroyed himself. So anyone who tries to speculate about the pastimes of the Lord will destroy himself. All these scholars, they're all destroyed. They're useless. They have no value whatsoever because they don't accept the statements of the Bhagavatam. They don't accept the truth. Tattvavidam. They don't accept all these varieties of pastimes and activities of the Lord. They think it's just exaggeration. And they say like that in their commentaries. Therefore, it is forbidden. Avaishnava mako dhirnam putam harikatamritam shravanam naiva kartavyam sarpo chishtaham yutapaya. Hearing the descriptions of the Lord from the non-devotees is forbidden as much as drinking milk which has been touched by the lips of the serpent is forbidden. It causes poisonous effects. The drinker becomes destroyed. If you drink milk that has been touched by the lips of the serpent, you get the poison. Therefore, we should not hear from the scholars, non-devotees, anyone who's not, as Prabhupada mentioned in the purport, is not in parampara, is not in disciplic succession. It will simply poison us. And they say, well, it's very entertaining, nice Mahabharata by such and such, such and such. Ooh, I like to see Mahabharata. Got Krishna in it, or Krishna Leela. No, don't see. Because you'll get the poison. What type of poison? Mayavad poison, Sahajya poison, all these types of karmi poison. We don't want these types of poisons. Narottam Das Thakur said, karma kanda, jnana kanda, kevala visharabandha. He said that this materialistic philosophy of karmakanda and jnanakanda, the mayavad speculation, they're simply pots of poison. Visharabandha. Visha means poison. Vishaya. Sense gratification means poison. Also, it means Vishaya means sense gratification. It also means poison. It's not an accident that they have the same meaning. So, we must restrict our hearing. Someone may say, oh, this is so restrictive. We want to hear from others. But no, a sincere, serious Vaishnava or aspiring Vaishnava will only want to hear from the authorized sources. Just as a intelligent person doesn't want to eat food that has poison in it or drink milk that has poison in it. By hearing the pastimes of the Lord, our life becomes eternal. We are free from death, and we are free from all these material miseries. One becomes free and becomes purified. Parikshit Maharaj was advised to hear Srimad Bhagavatam at the last stage of his life. And actually, we're also at the last stage of our life. Nobody knows how long they have to live. We cannot say we even have 7 days. But even if we have 7 years or 70 years to go, still, it's not a very long time. And we have a lot of cleaning to do. The heart has become so corroded due to being in this terrible place since time immemorial, this material world. It's become corroded. Just like if you go down to the bottom of the sea and you see some ship down there. It's covered with barnacles and corrosion. And that's like our hearts. It's been covered now at the bottom of this material ocean for such a long time. Millions of years. No one can even describe how long we've been in this material world. So, it takes a lot of cleaning, and we need to hear a lot of the Krishna Katha. We need to hear a lot of that. Keep cleaning. Just like when you you have a house or a temple, you clean it every day. You can't say, I clean it once a year, or I clean it for 7 days, and that's it. It's like they say, like about Saptaha, 7 day cleaning, and then even that's not full 7 days, only for a few hours they listen. But no, it has to be cleaned all the time. Nityang Bhagavata Sevaya. Every day. Nityang means regularly or always or daily. Nityang Bhagavata Sevaya. You need to hear the Bhagavatam, the glories of the Lord, in different ways. Through his pastimes or his words, Bhagavad Gita, that's also one of his leelas, his pastimes. Or even the leelas of creation, Srishti Karta. Krishna is the creator, and these Srishti pastimes, they're also to be heard. The Prakriti Sahajas, they don't like to hear. They don't want to hear Bhagavad Gita. And if they do hear Bhagavad Gita, they interpret it that it means Braja Leela. Because they're Prakriti Sahajas, they're infected. They take it very cheap, and they cannot understand actually this Tattva Vidam, all the different pastimes of the Lord. So they speculate. So we should follow in the footsteps, Mahajano Yena Katasa Panta, then we'll understand everything properly, and our heart will become cleansed. We'll be able to develop our pure love for Krishna and live happily in this life. And upon giving up this body, Chakvadeham Punar Janma Naiti, we'll be able to not have to take any more births in this material world, be qualified to go back to home, back to Godhead. Thank you very much. Is there any questions?
You hear this example of 12 Mahajans, and when it says Kumara, we know there are 4 Kumaras. So, which one is it referring to?
4 counted as 1. Chatusana, yes. Sometimes one speaks, sometimes the other. Yeah, they're counted as one of the Mahajans.
Maharaj, in the purport of Srila Prabhupada, said that this Bhagavatam is very dear to all the Vaishnavas, and he said that it can also give great happiness to the non-devotees.
Ah. That's why we distribute books. That's why we distribute Srimad Bhagavatam. Because actually, non-devotee means he's a devotee, but he's covered. He forgot he was a devotee. And when they get the Srimad Bhagavatam, then they remember they're devotees. Oh, yes, Krishna. Krishna, yes, I've forgotten you for so long. It's like the Rath Yatra. When the Rath Yatra comes by with Lord Jagannath, even the non-devotees become devotees, at least for the time being, isn't it? They look up and they participate, and sometimes they grab the ropes also. They want to pull the ropes, and they're smiling. So why is their smiling is just as good as the devotees? They're just as happy as the devotees. In fact, it says in the Nectar of Devotion that when the residents of the heavenly planets, when they see the participants participating in Jagannath Rath Yatra, they see them as four-handed, as the associates of Lord Jagannath. So, actually, the non-devotees have a very important part to play in the Sankirtan movement. Think about that. It's very important that they're there, because this gives the devotees someone to distribute to. And they like to get it. It's a great pleasure that the devotees have, is that they can give the Srimad Bhagavatam to the non-devotees and make them into devotees again. This is, Krishna says, Yaidam paramam guyam madbhaktesha vidhashati. There's no one more dear to me than they who preach the message of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. No one will ever be one more dear. Therefore, distribute books, distribute books, distribute books. I think here in Finland now, book distribution is increasing. That's very good. K. keep increasing and everyone will become devotees again. And then you can go and conquer other lands for Krishna. Get back at all those other conquerors. You can conquer Russia with Krishna consciousness. Any other questions? Who?
Parashuram. 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 Like certain Himalayas, like if there's a Himalaya, it could be smart.
If
he
still in Himalaya.
In earth. Incarnation of God, Krishna.
Still here.
It's out there.
Some of the incarnations, like Vedavyas, still around. Maybe. Maybe still. He certainly lived a long time because he was present. His father, Jamadagni, he annihilated the Kartavira Arjuna and all the, was it 21 generations? And then after that, then he fought with Bhishma Dev also 5,000 years ago. So that wasn't very long ago. So if he was present 5,000 years ago and he didn't get killed by Bhishma Dev, so maybe around. But he doesn't like Kshatriyas. He doesn't. At least he doesn't like the bogus Kshatriyas. That are not surrendered to the Lord. He likes to annihilate them. Parashu means, you know, it means chopper. So he's the chopper Rama.
So Lord is so merciful. It's always in our, his incarnation is always with us, even in the service, like Parashuram.
Some of them. Krishna, of course, is not here still, but Krishna has his own abode. He's always present there. And he travels around, Nitya Lila. He goes around to different planets or different universes. So the pastimes are always going on. They're not dead. They're not old. They're eternal. Nitya Lila. Any other questions?
Maharaj, I have seen this book you have written about Vedic cosmology. So I haven't read it yet. I was thinking that why is it so difficult for the Westerners to accept this what Shukadev Goswami is describing? What is the problem?
Problem is we're frogs. We like to speculate. That's our disease, isn't it? Look at science. So-called science, all their major theories are all speculation. Big Bang is speculation. Darwin's theory is speculation. Life comes from life, from matter, speculation. And astronomical galaxies, speculation. It's all speculation. There's no substance. There's no evidence anywhere. And that's what people want. They like that. Yes, give them more grants, more money for more speculation. They don't want to hear the truth. This is Kali Yuga, remember. Nobody wants to hear the truth. They want some bluffing. It is said that in Kali Yuga, if someone speaks the truth, people will beat him with shoes. But if he bluffs so many big words that don't mean anything, people will applaud. Oh, isn't that wonderful what he said? Quarks, gluons, you know, you can say whatever you like, no one knows. Black, spinning black holes, so many things. No proof, no evidence, people like it. Very good.
Is this Krishna Lila happening right now, somewhere in this universe?
Somewhere or in some universe. Krishna is appearing in some universe.
this universe right now.
That doesn't have to be. Travels around. Therefore, when he does come, it's very momentous. It's very auspicious when he does come. And the fact that he comes to this earth,
it's very rare.
It's very rare. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur explained that the most holy place in the whole universe is Vrindavan, but even more Vrindavan on this planet, but even more auspicious than or holy than Vrindavan is Mayapur, where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. So how fortunate we are to appear to have taken our births only 500 years after Lord Chaitanya and 5,000 years after Krishna. And we're thinking that, you know, it's too difficult. It's not going to get easier. As Kali Yuga goes on, as people's memories, as they continue to contaminate Vrindavan Dham, and as the demons try to blow up the planet and blow up all the scriptures and everything, it's not going to get easier, so we better get serious now. Any other points? Still translating or what? Giving another class. Or any other point? Thank you very much, Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.